It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's funny.
That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
I don't like spam!
Thank you. Times like this, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, although no, you won't get through. I just had a brain fart, I swear to God.
You're not laughing at my gay song?
I'm laughing at this place. This place gets goofier by the day.
This funny place?
Isn't it great?
877-365-3636. Going to play Memory Game.
Memory Game!
Memory Game coming up on the show. Your chance to win $100. And Beth Ann has finally tipped her hand as to the kind of man that she goes for.
We have it now.
She is in love with Jamie Gold. I don't know
how
why.
About that?
I don't know. Beth Ann, come in here for a second, please, before we play the game.
Come in, Mary.
You just don't understand the McBridian way of looking at men, because I really have no
and
idea.
And you know what? When she says
why.
It, you don't think that she loves him or admires him. She wants to destroy him.
Yes,
no,
she wants
I
to
don't.
Have him in
yeah.
totality.
I do.
The ravage.
Yeah.
Why Jamie Gold? You didn't explain. I don't understand. You just said you're going to send him flowers.
I am.
What is it about Jamie Gold that
he's
does
obviously very, very smart.
Probably and very rich. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with that. He's
oh,
very, very smart.
It's all about
smart.
The money. It's always been about the money with you.
He has a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
He seems I just literally listening to his voice.
Bet that McBride me so horny.
Oh,
and,
Mr. Gold.
But I didn't know what he looked like, so I did Google him.
Of course
you know, he's not the most handsome man in the world, but
what?
He's not ugly. And I'm reading his Wikipedia.
He looks
personal,
a little
like
Stephen
life.
Colbert.
Does he?
Yeah, a better looking Stephen Colbert. Huh.
So I had to do the right thing, because I'm not like
which is what, stalk him?
I'm not a ho, ho, ho.
What is the right thing?
So
what did you do?
I called my current crush and let him know I have moved on.
Really?
I'm not waiting for you.
You called CK?
I did.
That's
really?
Your current
yeah.
crush? That's been 5 years.
I know. When I was
when
in,
you
when
fell
I
in
was
love
in,
with him, he had hair.
I know. I know.
Oh,
and I still loved him.
Oh, you are. You know what? You, in the hair department, Mr. Man.
He's still winning.
Mr. Ding,
you
in the hair department.
He's
you know,
still
you,
winning.
I would not be throwing out the hair challenges very often
with
if
him,
I was
I
you.
With him, I can. I can with him.
Incidentally, I haven't asked you this. What do you think of my newest do? I've gone to
the
a
short.
A super short
I like
haircut.
It. Cut. It's kind of military.
Is it growing in or out? Because it seems shorter every day.
No, I got it done over the weekend. I got it cut by this lovely Asian gentleman who had weird fingernails. And, you know, he put this glue
you hear
stick.
Beth Ann doing the noise?
Do you know
that
when you're
cute.
On vacation? He got so mad at me.
He did a glue stick in my hair or some kind of. He took the top of my head
it's
and
a,
he rubbed this like underarm deodorant over it.
Right.
It was like a tube and it was glue like and then he cut it after that.
You see, what you should use is called crew comb.
I use pomade or whatever it's
That's
called.
That's too expensive.
I know.
But of
Don't
course,
waste your money.
Crew comb is what you
know,
need.
Cosmetics are my life. No problem at all. So this is what it really looks like.
I don't know how he managed to do it. It went from me to you in like 15 seconds.
Yes, because it is all about me. No, what more to
then,
say?
You have the hots your
for
opinion.
God, you have the hots for Jamie Gold. Get out of here. We'll come back and talk to you after 6 o'clock during our open forum. Beth,
have a good show.
Yes, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
What's with her today?
I don't know.
I'm in love
today.
Yeah, today it just seems more so.
Look for Beth Ann to be the spokesmodel for It's Just Lunch coming up in the week. There you go, Jay. I gave you a little plug. What do you think of that? You ready to play Memory Game?
Memory Game.
All right, Memory Game. Quite simple. We have seven little phrases.
Mm-hmm. A stanza.
It's a stanza. Memory stanzas. You get through all seven of them. I'm going to repeat each one to you.
Is
and
that the memory challenge?
It's the memory challenge, memory game, whatever. You know, you just drank your shake, didn't you?
Yeah, he's all lit up.
If you get through all seven. Last time we played memory game, we were like reading out of a book. Then that didn't work.
Not
and so
well.
We had these tiny little phrases, and you had to add them all up.
That
and,
worked great.
They all tell a bit of a story.
They
so
do.
I'm very excited about memory game. Ready to play for $100?
Let's go.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Rob in Albuquerque. Rob, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing today, Mike?
Now, did you listen the other day when we were starting this game and it was really not developed yet and we sort of figured it out as we went along?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay, so we've changed it now, and every little series of sentences, they're not full sentences, they have a story to tell. Are you ready?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, you have to repeat after me, and good luck to you. Here's your first memory game stanza. I love stanza.
Stanza's a good word.
All right. The newsman reads the news.
The newsman reads the news.
And we listened.
The newsman reads the news and we listen.
intently and patiently.
The newsman reads the news and we listen intently and patiently.
We then wade.
The newsman reads the news and we listen intently and patiently and we wade.
Did I say and we wade or we then wade?
What I don't know.
I'll let that pass.
I forget on memory game.
What he said.
The newsman reads the news and we listen intently and patiently. And I'm done.
Oh!
Got up to three.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. Very difficult. Good luck next time. Let's go to Mike in Rockville. Mike, you ready to play the memory game?
Yes, I am.
All right, this one's a little tougher than the last one. We'll see how you do. Please repeat after me.
Please repeat after
no,
me.
No,
no, no. That's one. It. Pain in the ass.
Okay, here we go. Milton's at the doctor's office.
Milton's at the doctor's office.
He waits nervously.
Milton's at the doctor's office. He waits nervously.
For the results of his lab work.
Milton's at the doctor's office. He waits patiently for direction.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That did not work out for you.
That's not how you play memory games.
Let's go to Jim in Stafford, Virginia. Jim, are you there?
Oh, Jim Stafford.
Yes, I am.
All right, Jim, you ready to play memory game?
I absolutely am.
All right, here's the next one. Chad was cleaning his gun.
Chad was cleaning his gun.
But something went wrong.
Chad was cleaning his gun when something went wrong.
No, you can't give it to him.
No, I'm sorry.
Changes the whole meaning.
But something went wrong.
But something went wrong.
It has to be verbatim, otherwise it wouldn't be worth the fun. Let's go to Liz in Idaho. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Incidentally, we've gotten, everybody's gotten about the first two or three, but nothing after that.
As I recall from the last time we played Memory Challenge 2008, it's usually sentence number four that trips them up in the stands.
I'm going to play the first one with you, Rob, just for fun, because we're, you know, a lot of the stuff that's been written we haven't gotten to because go to the new one each time. The newsman read the news.
The newsman read the news.
And we listened.
And the newsman read the news, and we listened.
Intently and patiently.
The newsman read the news, and we listened intently and patiently.
We then weighed.
The newsman read the news, and we listened intently and patiently, and we weighed.
Oh, we then weighed.
We then weighed.
Same mistake the last guy made.
See, it's tough game.
I'll try the second one with you, Buzz, for fun. Now, you've got a tough one here. But
that's all right. That
did I do the Chad was cleaning his gun? I did that one. We'll do that with you. Here we
go. Don't do the newsman one with Buzz because he knows how it ends. He's the newsman.
Chad was cleaning his gun.
Chad was cleaning his gun.
But something went wrong.
Chad was cleaning his gun, but something went wrong.
It's okay, though.
Chad was cleaning his gun, but something went wrong. It's okay, though.
People don't really need...
Chad was cleaning his gun, but something went wrong. It's okay, though. People don't really need...
A big toe, do they?
Chad was cleaning his gun when something went wrong. People don't really need a big toe, do they?
Oh, no, no.
I'm terribly sorry.
You see?
Just for fun, I have the worst memory of anybody.
You want me to give a shot?
Go to the bottom one, I'll play it. And then we'll get back to playing with everybody else on the line here. I just want to see. It's the very last one.
7-Eleven. All right, here we go. Go to 7-Eleven.
Go to 7-Eleven.
And buy a vintage wine.
Go to 7-Eleven and buy a vintage wine.
Or drive down to the lake.
Go to 7-Eleven and buy a vintage wine. Or go down to the lake.
Or drive down to the lake.
Oh! Okay, give them back.
Now
damn
you
it.
See. Three seems to be the tricky one. After that, it's just disaster.
All right, let's go to...
And that's the fun.
Ed. Ed, are you ready to play the game?
Yes, I am, Mike.
How confident do you feel about the $100?
Pretty good.
Oh, good. Okay, here we go.
You
ready?
Get ready, America.
You're listening to Memory Game.
Memory Game.
Here it is. Mike was running nude.
Mike was running nude.
Up and down his yard.
Mike was running nude.
And he's sorry. We're still waiting for our first big winner for Memory Game.
No one has yet won the Memory Game in Glastonbury.
I'd really love to get a winner here. I really would. Richard, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you, Richard?
Good. How are you guys?
You ready? Oh, no. Not speakerphone. Get on a real phone.
I'm sorry. I wasn't in speakerphone. I was in the bathroom.
It's Richard calling from a cathedral.
All right, Richard. Are you ready to play the game?
I sure am.
Hands up.
All right. Smoking pot in Sacramento.
Smoking pot in Sacramento.
Rob held his breath.
Smoking pot in Sacramento. Rob held his breath.
And thought to himself.
Smoking pot in Sacramento. Rob held his breath. And thought to himself.
I should clean this bong.
Smoking pot in Sacramento. Rob held his breath. And thought to himself. I should clean this bong.
Not because it's dirty.
Smoking pot in Sacramento, Rob held his breath and thought to himself, I should clean this bong. Not because it's dirty.
But there's little else to do.
Smoking pot in Sacramento, Rob held his breath and thought to himself, I should clean this bong. Not because it's dirty, but because I have nothing else.
Oh, no!
You know, really, that's pretty impressive.
Almost to the end. You almost got it, but there's little else to do here in Sacramento.
Oh, he got five in a row.
That's the best so far.
There ought
really
to be something for that.
Good job. Yeah, you know, I'll put you on hold and give you a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt.
Yay.
Okay, Richard?
Give
thanks
like
a lot
bucks.
For playing the game. 8 bucks. Rob, the listener's friend.
$8 is good.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you ready to play the game?
Try.
All right, here we go. You're listening to...
Memory Game. Memory
Thank
game.
You very much. If the sun goes down...
If the sun goes down...
It's time for music.
The sun goes down. It's time for music.
Classical music, to be sure.
The sun goes down. It's time for music. Classical music, to be sure.
I'm sorry. It's if the sun goes down. I hate to be a stickler, the sun goes down. And that's the very first word in all of it, so you have to get that right. Let's go to Scott in Maryland. Scott, how? I really want to give away this $100.
Not me.
Stop. Don't do that to me. Here we go. Call that radio show.
Call that radio show.
They're talking again.
Call that radio show. They're talking again.
About mundane topics.
Call that radio show. They're talking again about mundane topics.
Of great import.
Call that radio show. They're talking again about mundane topics about great imports.
It's of great import.
Very close.
Almost. No t-shirt for you. Let's go to Jacob Dumfries, Virginia. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, what's happening?
You ready to play the game, Jacob?
Oh, yeah. I'm
all right. Very good. Let's go. I just got a feeling this one might be okay for you. All right, here we go.
All right.
The pages of that book.
The pages of that book.
Are dog-eared and tired.
The pages of that book are dog-eared and tired.
So if you want to read it.
The pages of that book are dog-eared and tired, so if you want to read it.
You had better.
The pages of that book are dog-eared and tired, so if you want to read it, you had better.
Pour a beer into a glass.
The pages of that book are dog-eared and tired, so if you want to read it, you had better pour a beer in that glass.
Someone helping?
No, man. It's pour a beer into a glass.
Ah, well, it's all settled. The help didn't help.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, somebody distracted you. You were rolling.
Yeah.
You were really rolling. Jacob, you almost had it. Was somebody screaming in the background?
No, I just picked my girl up from work. She got in the car with me.
Always a woman, isn't it, Jacob?
What's your street corner?
How it goes.
I feel sorry for you. I'm going to give you a t-shirt. Stay on the line, all right? Let's go to Nick. Are you ready, Nick?
Yeah.
All right, Nick, here we go. This one's a little tougher than the last one.
Sure.
Last one I thought we'd have a winner.
Yeah, it was not bad.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Under a sunny sky.
Under a sunny sky.
We'll run some errands.
Under a sunny sky, we'll run some errands.
All around town.
Under a sunny sky, we'll run some errands all around town.
In the car that needs work.
Under a sunny sky, we'll run some errands all around town in a car that needs some work.
Because it's rusty and dirty.
Under a sunny sky, we'll run some errands in a car that needs some work.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. Under a sunny sky, we'll run some errands all around town in the car that needs work. Because it's rusty and dirty.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Now you messed it up.
Said,
they were out of order. Thanks a lot for playing the game, Nick. Let's go to Brad.
Memory game.
All right. We've got a few more left for a memory game. Brad, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Go.
All right. This one, I think you might have a chance.
Okay, Brad.
Because they're not that difficult this time, but we'll see what happens. Mm. Here we go. I don't like dogs that bite.
I don't like dogs that bite.
They are mean and ornery.
I don't like dogs that bite. They are mean and ornery.
Barking and snarling.
Snarling.
I don't like dogs that bite. They are mean and ornery. Barking and snarling.
Hair up on end.
I don't like dogs that bite. They are mean and ornery. Barking and snarling. Hair on end.
Maybe the dog.
I don't like dogs that bite. They are mean and ornery. Hair on end. Oh, crap.
Oh, yeah, I'm exactly. So sorry. You sorry. See, I do that at the end, Brad. I slow down a little bit because it
you
makes it just a little tougher there.
It works charmingly.
We should call this game Four Will Kill You.
Four Will Kill You. Let's go to, let me see here, James in Chantilly. Hi, James. How are you?
Not bad.
All right, you ready? You're going to be the last one on Memory Game today.
Memory Game.
And I really do think you might have a chance here. No, you won't.
You say that all the time.
What did you say, Beth Ann? Friday.
No, she said
Dragon.
Dragon.
Dragon. Thank you very much. Here we go.
Helpful.
Pooks the cat.
Hooks the cat?
Pooks. P-O-O-K-S. Pooks the cat.
Uh-huh. Pooks the cat.
Is running in the rafters.
Pooks the cat is running in the rafters.
Again and again.
Pooks the cat is running in the rafters again and again.
After I asked him not to.
Pooks the cat is running in the rafters again and again after I asked him not to.
Stupid feline with no tail.
Pooks the cat is running in the rafters again and again after I asked him not to. Stupid cat with no tail.
Oh, it's stupid feline with no tail. Oh, almost. Nice try, James. We're going to do one more here. Let's go to Casey. Casey, you're the last person. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I hope we get a winner. I'd love to get a winner.
It would be great.
All right, here we go. I met a drunk guy. This is not going to go well.
Oh, we'll see.
I'll start again. I met a drunk guy. Down in the club.
I met a drunk guy down in the club.
He'd been there for some time.
I met a drunk guy down in the club. He'd been there sometime.
I'm sorry. It's for sometime. Oh, man. I'm so sorry. Nice try, Casey, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks for calling in. Once again, look at Rob's joy on Rob's
face. He couldn't
be
happier.
That's Memory Game.
Memory Game!
I'm going to try to, you know, I thought that these might be too easy when I looked at them at first. I thought maybe you start small and you get longer sentences towards the end. We can keep it just the way it is right now.
I think you're right.
There's something about number four.
Thanks to everybody for playing Memory Game. No $100 winners, but a couple of T-shirts given away. I thought that was fine.
Yay. And you'll make them look good on the beach this holiday.
We'll take a short break, come back, talk about Beth Ann McBride's sex life, and of course our final buzz of the afternoon. Right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.